Shir Zion in Sanhedrin, Chafayadu Beis, Haytov Shemem Dal, March 29th, 1984, on Thursday, continued. Is the Rosh
So that only applies to Masamah. But Bishat Madin, in the Melanic schools, can be one of them. Amara, no Yishan of Bishat Masamah. Bishat Madin, Melanic schools, can be one of them. So you know, that's the Kash. Toshma, don't even able to make it to you, as you are having a Kaijin to the Amasak. I am repeating it over again because I mentioned a very important principle, Machlechus Hashem. Now, don't even able to make it to you. I suppose we have already placed Machlechus Hashem.
What did you say?
And we were divided in the Kashi state. 36 said, Evo, and 35 said, Mishkut. So we need a margin of two. Here we have only a margin of one. So, but it can't be Mishkut Fritschlein. There's a limit. So once it's Fritschlein Aleph, so it cannot be Mishkut anymore. So we tell them, I mean, they have to know, they are Bez Makoto, so then they have to keep on discussing until Achimir Echad and Chayim Gidei Amazon. But we say like Rav that Bishas Mardi, so the Milanic schools can be Milanic Chayim too. So you should say, don't they look at the Eru, Achimir Echad and Chayim Gidei Amazaki. Oi, Echad and Amazaki in Yire, Echad and Amazaki. He doesn't say that. So don't, isn't that mashmah? That's impossible. So it's a Tashi against Rav. We miss an Islam in Yire. Tane Aschus Konahad, Achiba Lui Konahad. So the Rashi explains it, the fact actually this could also be, the Mishnah means, Oyachi Yire, Echod Minam, Zaki Yidam Chayi. But he doesn't want to use, you know, a language that is not so favorable. That's Rashi. It's a little strange. If the thing is that he can Achiba there, so why is it so favorable? I mean, there's no Loche. All right, anyway, Rashi explains it. So then I said there are other Rishayim who say, not, we don't explain the Gemara this way, but they explain the Gemara the other way. In other words, I raise a question. Now, in every deed, whether it's the Mominus or the Nefoshes, so there are two votes, I think. One vote is taken Shasmasumat, and the other vote is taken Shasmat. Masel Matni is a question of the way, like Ishaile Umbos of the Chol. So, in other words, and then, so, during the Masel Matni discussion, we're not talking about this first. The identity of the Nidni is not important. Just when, on a theoretical level, they discuss. When a person does the Avera that this Nidni did, is it Chayav Mise or is it Chayav Mise? Let's see what's the question. And it was in Lochash and Tzrichal Guf. So they discuss on a theoretical level whether Lochash and Tzrichal Guf is high or not. Detached from this need. Once they came to conclusion in the Masel Matni on a theoretical level, then they take a vote in respect to that particular person, whether he should be sentenced to himself. Right. So there are 2 million. 1 million needs the Masel Matni. And one is a Gemati. And even in the Mominus, there are 2 million. So the question is this. Now there is a special Zeros HaKosu. There is a special Zeros HaKosu that Din HaNefoshes requires a Achoyer with a margin of two, not a margin of one. So the question is, does that Aloche of a margin of two miyakim only the Gemati, but in the Masel Matni, it's not necessary that there should be achoye, in by margin of two, only in body, or this prerequisite is a prerequisite, is a requirement in the mathematical. Now, why did Rashi explain? Because the Tanna in the Mishnah, Rabina Kodesh, doesn't want to use the Mishnah Maria, but actually what he meant is, Achiyere Echod bin Amchaydim, Dir Echod bin Amchaydim, Dir Echod bin Amchaydim, and also, Achiyere Echod bin but he didn't want to spell it out. Why couldn't Rashi explain? Simply, the reason is why he mentions Achigire Echod Min HaChayim is Echod Echidva Echod Min HaMzakim, because to the Bishas Madin it could be the reverse. But you couldn't tell it Madin unless you have Echoy of two in the Masamatin too. And the Masamatin, it could only be Achimir Echot Minam Chaymus Dilam Zaki, not the reverse. So that's why. So we could explain that way. The answer is, Rashi didn't explain it that way, because Rashi holds this requirement of the margin of two is a requirement in Mati, not Masamatin. The Masamatin, two Masamatin is indispensable for the effect of Mati. But as far as the master Matni is concerned, so if one, if you have a margin of one, it's enough. But in the Matin, you need a margin of two. So Mir Rashi was forced to explain it in Mishnah. And the Yad Ramah also says Mishnah. So that means that Ramah agrees with Rashi that the requirement of a Choy of two, not one, in other words, should be a Rubin Minka, not just one, which is a Rubin Minka. So that applies only to the Gmardin, not Masamat. But I said other Rishayim Ahim. I didn't tell you. It was late, I didn't tell you who are the other Rishayim Ahim. The other Rishayim Ahim is the Ram Rav David. But the Rav David, the Ram Rav David is mentioned in the Kiddush Aran, not an hour in Moray, but an hour in Oyobinki, at the end of Oyobinki. Now, and that means, on the Dalai, at the end of Rome. So there you look up at the Bisharan, so you will see that the Ram mentions Rashi's Pshat of Vishnu, and he says, no, that's not the right Pshat. But he says, no, because truly, vis-a-vis Mardin, he could say, Achigire Echot Minam Zakim is Diva Echot Minam Chayim. But the Mardin cannot take effect until the Masal Matin takes effect. And the Masal Matin could be Chayzer. So mainly he has to mention that. So he says, this is how Rav David explained it, and that's like Pshat, not like Rashi. So that's the machzor, it's a very important point. You know, whether the requirement of the Achoy or the margin of two applies only to the Mardi or to the Masa Matnos. All right. Now we can proceed with the Masa. Tosh. Tomar Rabbi Yisbachanine. איך הוא תלמיד עם שזיכור מי ואיני שיקלו חי בין דוקי מי ואמר לי מילה וקיים הודה בי so since he can be he since Rav says that Bishas Mardi he can be Chayze so let us say how is he in Gile so he must have actually Gile hodah bei for shokum tam the Divra Reis of Chanine, who says that the Chanine is Shizik or Meiz, is the Chayim Kine, so that excludes the Shite of Ha, Meitza Michal Rabbein or Rabbein of the Tzah, Ei Meitza Yitma. In other words, it does not exclude the Shite of Ha. Tosh, Shnei Yisik Vyad Ayon, Him Eim Bim Lifnei, Echad Namin, Echad Nasmei, that was the procedure. That there were two scriveners, two scribes, and one Sefer, took notes of the Divrei HaMechayvim, and one Sefer took notes of the Divrei HaMezakim. Why do they have two? I mean, how is it that here in the United States, so there is one person who takes notes of everybody? The answer is, because if one person has to concentrate on both, so he will not do his best. But if there is one Sefer who concentrates only on the Mezakim, and the other one concentrates only on the Mechayvim, then we are sure you will not get confused, and you will do a good job. Alright, so, please, what are you doing? You can't have my need, I must make, in case you don't have to, you don't have to. So he had to take notes not only that Reb Mendel, the member of the Sanhedrin, said the chaybah, and Reb Hatzfeld said, Mishus, he has to put down. Reb Mendel said the chaybah because of these and these times. And Reb Hatzfeld said Mishus because of these and these times. Not just the brief notes, what his conclusion was. He has to put down the lomdes of the mechaybah and the lomdes of the mizah. So the more I say it, we can understand very well as to why the Sefer of the Mechayim has to put down the whole lomdes of the Mechayim. Why? Because it's very possible. Now it's true that the Mechayim cannot be crazy on this house. But suppose, let's say there was a Shaila, somebody was Michal Shabbos, it's in Washington, it's a very good and it was a situation of Lich Beslay. So then, let's say the Mechayev said that he is high. Why? Because Meloch HaShem Yitzchik HaMi Gufo is high. Then, the next day, when there is another discussion, the next day, so we will say again that he is high. Not because Meloch HaShem Yitzchik HaMi Gufo is high, but because it wasn't the Meloch HaShem Yitzchik HaMi Gufo, it was the Meloch HaShem Yitzchik HaMi. Sometimes we find Machlekes Hashem, whether a certain Meloche is considered Meloch HaTzrich HaLugufo, or it's not considered Meloch HaTzrich HaLugufo. For example, let's say, mention a concrete example. Now, there is a Machlekes between Teisves and the Rivosh, or Teisves and the Ramban. Suppose someone takes a shave, or he takes a haircut, he cuts his hair on Shabbos, and he is not interested in using the hair to make a wig out of the hair. If he cuts off his hair on Shabbos, and he wants to use the hair to make a wig out of the hair, then it's definitely a Meloch HaTzrich HaLugufo. But suppose he takes a haircut, he takes a shave, not to use the hair, just to wrap himself. He should look well trimmed. So Teis says in Shabbos, and the Makkah says it's a Meloch HaTzrich HaLugufo. When is the Meloch HaTzrich HaLugufo? Only if he's interested in the hair. And Ramban and the divorce say, no, if it is for the purpose of trimming himself, to beautify himself, the opposite say, it's also on the Meloch HaTzrich HaLugufo. Suppose the Nidin was the Chal Shabbos, the haircut, the shave, and with the intention of beautifying himself, not to make a wig out of him. So the first day in Masal Matan, let's say a member, he's a member of Sanhedrin, so he said that he's high, he said, why? Because we pass like from Yudah that Meloch HaShem Yitzchik HaLugufo is high. Then, if we don't mark down, the Sefer doesn't write down the whole Onda sacramental, the next day he might change his mind. And he will say, true, that Meloch HaShem Yitzchik HaLugufo is potter. But he is higher because this is Meloch HaTzrich HaLugufo. So, he can do that. He can be Chazer. He cannot be Chazer from Chevo. He cannot be Chazer from Schus to Chevo. I mean, but from Chevo to Chevo, because of a different reason, he can be Chazer. But it's important to know that he was Chazer all the time. Because there is a Loche that after a certain diet, express this view, he has to have limit, he has to fit sleep over it the whole night. Maybe he will change his mind and he'll build his foods. Now here he didn't change his foods, he still insists, but for a different reason. So Melech, he did not consider the second reason overnight. So then we'll have to postpone for the next day. But in the scribe will just mark down Reb Mendel was Mechayev, and he wouldn't mention the reason why he's Mechayev, so no one would remember, and we wouldn't postpone it, the discussion for the next day. So that's why it's important. All right. So for the time of the day, my time Why does he have to mention the longest of the Siddham Sakha? Let him just mention Rathskulus Nisach without any longer. My time warm should be for the time after. So if we say not like that, then you understand this why he has to mention the time. Because the Hosea Taina Achina, the Tribal, Loi Mash Bechimim Bu in the Gmar Dik. So, La Ratsi Rash. El Di Ram Zaki, Nye Yisei Yoh Lazi Be, Long Ruh Lech Lechi, Yin Shun Shas Masa Martin, Rimocho, Homin Zed Almi, Kdish Yazi Rachas Kus, Dich Lechim Hiko, Long Ruh Lech Tatani, El Am Shun, Yoda Be, Ritsa Sinole. So again, the question is, so why does he have to write down on this? Let me just mention that he was Mizrahi. He would have way of Mishra Taimei, the initially Taimei. The name of the Dorashai, he made me a state. Suppose he'll try to be Rezea, let him go. And then, when he's Chaveh and Talim, he can be Rezea. So he said, no, I made such a Maratish mistake. Dorashai, he made me. And no one will remember. So that's why he has to write it down. In other words, that he shouldn't say again with whose Mishneh points. So what does it mean? Omar Kidi Boy Bnei Rabasin Rabich Omru Shnayim Tamech Mishneh points Mahalu. So, suppose they say the same thing, but from different sources. So it's considered only like one. A monarch, the Khalman of Boy and Lab Locals, the Kamelon will near the Bushin in Boys and Amel, the Khalmanaye Mititor. In other words, if let's say, one dying, one member of his name, will say his fruits, and he will deduce it from one person, and then another dying will say his fruits, but will deduce it from another person. Now we know. I mean that the Torah will not mention the same halacha twice. So that means one of the Dayanim is there. So mele we cannot count them. We cannot count them as two opinions, but as one opinion, because the other opinion is erroneous. We know that it's erroneous. Shtayim. So achas divrei elokim shtayim zushamati. In other words, it's not shayach that the Torah should mention in two psukim the same halacha, unless there is something new in the other person. So then the Torah can mention it. So, in other words, that's why we have to write down the longest of the Mizrahim. In other words, in case he says, the Tam Yachor Mishneh Mikroes, so it's not counted as two. So then there is a big finish in this Gemara. There is a big finish in this Gemara. Tremendous finish. In other words, if let's say two Dayonim will say with Chus, or they will say with Chaybo, say with Chus or with Chaybo, the same thing with the same Omdes, but from different psukim. From different psukim. But the same aloha. So they cannot be counted as two. Because one of them is natural, is erroneous. Because the Torah couldn't say the same thing. There is no redundancy in the Torah. The Torah could not repeat itself in two psukim, the same aloha. So apparently one is erroneous. It's a big fear. So, So, even though he bought it on his behalf when it was possible, but he won't wait as long as it was already rolled for Akov. And then it became possible. How does the Yeshua make this alive? For you are made God. My ego shall be a Nishi, most of the area, of course, you are a Nishi, more of the area. I'm a millionaire, Krohom is there. You more of the area. Shenema, he or you are made on his back. My ego shall be on his back, most of the area, of course, you are always there, more of the area. So one, the Yeshua learns out from the expression of Ishin, of Nido, the fire, and Ram Gamliel learns it out from the expression is there. So, Vitavaya Maiko Mabe Suni, Ma Maisalon Nido, Ma Maisalon is there. Now there is no nafimine between the Yalfuse from Nido and the Yalfuse from Isbeah. So, we learn. But also mitzvah, no, there is an afkimin. So, it's not the same thing that you give Ram Gamliel, you give Ram Yeshua, El Hadam Ve'Anisot. So, what does it mean? Hadam Ve'Anisot. So, Chenipsu. Suppose the Dam of Nisot and Nisu, and the Obot and Mizbeach is all real. Why? Because it's in the middle of Mizbeach. That's according, so it's real according to Ram Gamliel, who learns it out from Mizbeach. But according to the Yeshua, we learned it out from Mishin, now the Dam and the Sochin are not poured on the fire this year. They're not poured on the fire there. So, it's here. So the Yeshua here, they are Mishin. And according to it, so it's not that both Sukkim say exactly the same thing. Hello, Omar, what is an example of the same deen from two psukim? So, one is redundant, so melee, we can only count it as one opinion, not as two opinions. Kim Tan, Yez Adelaine, Deir Chenera, Kalangea Nisbo, Kikabich, Yez, Chenera Nisbo, Deir Chenera. So what do you do? The lawyer. Shall I be all the shino? Can we not cross it? My crossing win of Kolo. Of Kolo. But something is not like Keves. So we don't invite a lot of people over here. But I keep it in the name of my Lord. We have Kolo. If I buy my market, sure. Mama is only crossing Mama is on the hill. So one is redundant, he's repetition. The mother says no. It's not the same Yalfus, it's not Aladdin, there's nothing in it. Ramarabade, Barabe, Ilasei, Suoi, Kibinai, Mandi Maison, Krosi, so in Behemo, but if not, so A would be more, a few more years. So Krosi, Nei, Nabo, Sikwei, Mandi Maison, Neilo, a few years in Man, Elo Marabas, Kitanye, Dami, Kochevi, Shalu, Dom Shafa, Rukhabi, Sikazi, Dira, Mishwe, he's also had God. So they don't say the same thing. But one learns it out from the posse, from Dam Yehoshet Nishamut, Dam Shufar, and the other one learns it out from the expression Zeba. Because the Torah doesn't spell out explicitly about Zeba Yehoshet, but Mala Yehoshet. Zeba is not spelled out explicitly. So, they are both Ma'abizrik, Ma'amaisel Udam, Yehoshit, and Ma'amaisel Moisela. So then, what is the teaching? Gomar Babuye, no, there is not me. Shochan Bizorah, Kitu Benai, Yidiva Mishmuel Chayel Achas, Yidiva Rakiva Chayel Shai. So the Moen says, Yidiva Lomar Abaya, Yidiva Rakide, Namin Chayel Achas. So this is really an example of the same wonders, the same deen, from two different psuki, where one Yalfuse, Mamish implies the identical thing that Ari Yalfuse, so we know that one is repetitious, and the Torah couldn't say something and repeat the same thing if there is no Latibine. So in such a case, something analogous to that, it will be counted only like one, not like two. Now let's see the Lashon Hara. 心怎么才干了。这九大罗汉是哪一项目他们好啊，就你是一块一年龄 Elokia so yet the term the word Apilu is very strange because the Rambam says Apilu so it means needless to mention to Dayon would say Tameha from one posi then it's a mini Elokia even Shnei Koyes it's also Kiyah but Loimi Boye from one posi it's certainly care. So this is what the distribution is for me. Oh, magic was about the image. I feel shame for it. So then, loy, my boy, my boy, I hope you're cheating like a hat. I like you, my mom, my shame, my mom, my shame, 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 considered it very simple. So the shah, in Simon Kofay, the Sifri test of his Mishnah, he said that his Mishnah is very absolute. So in other words, the Rambam is saying in effect, needless to mention, when Tidayoni mentioned the same oneness and the basis of one posse, so then it's only an even careful. But even if they mention the same oneness and the basis of Tupsukim, it's also an even careful. The same posse, it's certainly in Gehal. So he says, we have this very strange thing here. Very strange. In other words, somebody's accused, the Nidin's accused, of killing a human being, to which love was a there, we see also. And if somebody is evil, we see also. So makes you more the Torah says. So let's say, Ten Bayonim will say, he's highly missing, because he's Kitzicha, he has evil, we see also. So we consider these 10 as one. I mean, could anything be more absurd than that? I mean, how does the Kesef Mishneh say that? It's perhaps an Igra. It's perhaps an Igra. Now, so there are some Achreini who say that this Rambam cannot be explained unless we take out one word, or a few. In other words, it's very safe about a few. Shnayim shom or tam echot, mishnei mikoyis in imnal kehot. Because if it's mishnei mikoyis and the Torah cannot be redundant, the Torah will not repeat the exact same thing in Tupsuki. In other words, because of an extra verb, so we learn how basic alohas. So then it's limited, because what is alone is. But if it's from one posse, so of course they are meaning Gishnai. Even in Gishnai, if Ten Dayoni will say that he's a Ritzeach and he's Chayim Yisrael because he's Eilu Yisrael, and so on, so of course then he counted as Ten, not as one, and it's Merav Shemikre. But, you know, this is a simple way out to say to a Satan, you know. It's a simple way out, you know, to avoid the problem. So, we have to explain the Rambam, I mean, on the basis of the actual text, not by saying, you know, it's crazy. So that's so then the Shach's Kashi, the Simon Chofei's Sifri Tes, is a strong Kashi against the Kesemishni. Now, I think that the Rambam is very simple, and I really don't understand why the Shach didn't say it. I simply don't understand. In other words, let's see the Rosh Rambam. This is the Yud Aloha. So then, in he says in Aloha Gimel, he says, "Tell me, Choyom Mizakir Meis, Rei Meisay Kilu Mizakir Kain." Omar Aloha Dalad he says, "Omar Echal Geishel Lamid Olot Schutz, V'Nishtati Kumeis, Kedim Shilamid Schutz, V'Yema Meis Etam Mizakir Harelu Kishen." Then he says, "Aloha." Shnayim shomu tamecha v'ushnim mikoyis einim in alokeach. And then in alokeches he says omar echad min atramidim din nifoshes yeish li ilamid alokheva mishasnes. So we tell him, the Sanhedrin tells him, keep quiet. Don't mix, don't say anything. You are my Yesh Lamy of Schools. Malin is him when we said Heather, in Yesh Lamy before, shameless, in the year to Shamlaila, the main Mammy before, in the year to Shamkarayim Kule, at Lama Amin Natsle, the accused himself can participate in the discussion. So, you know, at Lama Amin Natsle, Yesh Lamy, the Atsle Schools, shameless, the Yellow and Mia, the who she be a Mammy's before. Be she a Mammy's before. So, I once mentioned, I had to discuss something with a very prominent lawyer who happened to be the lawyer because in connection with an arrangement by someone who owns a chair in the stock market. Now the stock market is closed on Shabbos. It's closed on Shabbos. So there is no problem with the Shema Shabbos in observing it. But I know that it's open now. So it's not allowed, you know, to do any business. He's a multimillionaire. So, Herman Merkin, the president at that time was the president of the Fifth Rebbe Synagogue. So he asked me to make an arrangement whereby he could be mutter. So I said, you have to write a contract whereby you will dispose to a goy, and he had non-Jewish partners. So you'll have to dispose to the goy all the profits that will accrue on the maintaining days. But it has to be not a subterfuge, you know. The way, I mean, some rabbonim, unfortunately, I mean, they handle Ishtamachir al Shabbos, you know. They tell them, they give the goy a document, Rosh Kiddush, and the goy doesn't know what it means, but he doesn't care, and then they say, it's okay, you can keep the business open on Shabbos. It's a terrible thing. I mean, it was really, I mean, it was executed in accordance with the law. So now, so Mr. Merkin, he uses the same lawyer that Henry Kissinger uses, a very big lawyer. So there is a meeting between me and him, because he wanted him to write the contract so that it would be recognized and enforced in federal courts, in all state courts and federal. So I had a discussion with him. So then he said, he made a foolish remark. He said that, I don't even want to repeat it, but anyway, I will repeat it. Just one. So he said that the law today is much more progressive than let's say Daloch, because after all, the later it is, the more progressive mankind is. So I said, what would you say about such a law that let's say a student in law school, when the Supreme Court of the United States considers a very important case, let's say, about abortion, about something. And then he will come and he'll express an opinion that is contrary to what the members of the Supreme Court said. But the members of the Supreme Court will realize that he knows what he's talking about. Will they consider him in the vote? So to say, if they will consider him in the vote, then every member of the Supreme Court will be impeached immediately. I mean, such abuse of the law. And he said, and the halacha declares that mishus in order to save the human life. So even a Talmud can express an opinion. So he didn't understand it. But he had to acknowledge that this is really a very progressive law, which is expressive of the compassion, you know, the consideration for the accused. That even someone who is not a lawyer, he's a student. And the Rambam Shiti is that he can vote even with the accused himself. If Yesh Mamid before, so he has a vote, like the Dayanim, like the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So he had to acknowledge, that the halacha is more liberal than the current law. He had to acknowledge it. So anyway, so the Rambam talks here in this pairing of the halachas applying to a Talmud who is not a Dayan, is not even a Sommelier. There is a halacha that rules. He can express an opinion and he can be nimne. He has a vote. Let's say there is 10. Let's say there is 10 dayonim, 10 dayonim who say the chaybo, 10 Dayoni, Sanhedrin Mamesh, who say his hopes. And three say in Yedea. But three Talmidim who are listening, they express an opinion with hopes, and they know what they are talking about. So then the halacha is, of course, he'll be eight years old. He won't remain so. So the Rambam is talking here. The Rambam shita is not for the Rashi. The Rashi shita is that this halacha of Shnayim Shomo, Mishneh Nikroitz, if it's identical thing, it's identical on this. But if it's two psuki, so achas, didal kim, Shnayim zu shomati, so implies that there couldn't be any redundancy in the Torah. So Mele, one is definitely wrong, yes. So Mele, they are considered like one in the world, the Mina. That even if it is mentioned by the Yonim themselves, so of course, so then it's only Shaykh to say, Shnayim Shomru Tam Echot Mishneh Mikroiz. But Shnayim Shomru Tam Echot Mikro Echot, so as the Shach says, if 13 Dayonim of the Sanhedrin say he's high mitzvah because they will see a tzach, and so then they will be counted as 13, not as one. But the Rambam holds no. These are the Dayonim themselves, so it doesn't make any difference. The opinion of every Dayan is considered. It's considered. So even if they'll say the same oneness, two Dayanim will say the same oneness, but one Dayan will base it on one person, and the other Dayan will base it upon the other person. So one of them is erroneous. Achas, Dibur Rekim, Steinbushman. The answer is, so what if one is erroneous? As we mentioned many times, let's say that the Rai is from Eis Madiach. So there is out the Gemore, the Mechilte. Has recourse to a special passage. We knock it inside the altar. They think the Sanhedrin acquitted someone. And then they realize they made a mistake, they cannot sentence him again. And if they sentence someone, and then they realize that they made a mistake, so they have to give him a retrial. Why? Because of the passage of knock it inside the altar. And Kabbalist Madiach. So the halacha is just the reverse. So the question arose, how can it be just the reverse? Let's say, originally, the Dayonim, the Sanhedrin, said that he's not chayav mitzvah this meisus. He's not chayav mitzvah. Why? Because, let's say, there is a gemara in whom ki yisischo. So, in asosel da'achil u'sir. So the question is, that the Mechitzchim discussed, what does it mean? So one pshat is, some say, that the Macy's is only hired if he invites the other person the way the missionaries act, you know. He invites him to his house and then he gives him provides him with a wonderful meal, his mekarevim, you know, he shows him friendship, and then in the course of the friendship talk, he says, Melech Nare Amizor. Then like that, he sees him. So then he's hired. But suppose he just urges someone to worship Amizor, but he doesn't prepare the ground, you know, of making the muses in that way. So then it's not chayvus. The Rasmiel says no. The Gemara only means the derech of the misisim is to act that way, but not that this is a prerequisite, indispensable for the chayvus. Now suppose this Sanhedrin at first acquitted. The Sanhedrin were mechayev a person, even a meisus, even though he did not invite them to the meal. He just was meisim of his own. And the Sanhedrin held that he is chayev meisim without accuracy. And then they were chayzeh, and they are convinced that the pshat in the Gemara, in asur achayusi, that he is not chayev unless he does it in the course of the meal. So the halacha is no. The Macy's says to the executor. But they feel that he's innocent, he's not high mitzvah. What is it? Regarding Macy's, there is no Isaac Tzichayam. So the answer is that The Gemara itself, in Moses opinion, even if Sanhedrin makes a mistake, as long as they are sincere in it, so the Gemara itself in Moses opinion. But there is a special just across the world from Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin is clear to reverse it. But that special thing applies to other religions, not to base Samadhiya. So Mele is the Holy Ghost. So Mele, according to the Rambam, even if two Dayoni will say, Tamecho, Mishnei Mikroes, so true, one opinion is erroneous, one logic, because the Torah is not redundant, it's not repetitious. So what if it's one opinion is erroneous? But we have it Mardim by Sanhedrin, even if there is an error, by everybody, he's no realist. Except that if the Sanhedrin realizes they made a mistake, so then he's no realist. But that's only Shayach when the Sanhedrin himself realizes he made a mistake. But here, Dianex made a mistake. We don't know who it is, the Dianex that made a mistake. And he doesn't realize everyone thinks that he is right. So the male, the Zakosu of Nokri Sadiq Altai, doesn't apply. So the male can get me, say, even though one of the votes is erroneous. So what? The Gmardin itself is Machayim. But the Rambam holds that this whole Aloche applies to Ombu Tamechot, Mishnei Mikroes. So applies to a town who is not in Rishon. And Lechaybo, he cannot express opinion. But we suppose there is especially those across, that anybody can participate in a discussion. We suppose if he stand with one, even the accused himself is not a soul, he's possible to be in the Sanhedrin. So it's a special aloha that we suppose even someone who is not a member of the Sanhedrin can participate. So Mele, they always say, if two said the same lomdes of the Talmidim, something new, a new lomdes that Dayorim didn't say, a new insight that was mentioned, that was suggested by Talmidim, by two Talmidim, very bright Talmidim, and they mentioned something new, and it's from two Psukim, so it can be counted only as one. But if the Dayorim themselves say the same thing on the basis of two different psukim, so even though one is erroneous, so what? Because the Gmardin, even when the Gmardin is now, so he is not going to miss. Except that when the Sanhedrin themselves realize they made a mistake, they are not going to miss. But if they are not chazer, so he is not going to miss. Even if the opinion of all the Sanhedrin was grounded in mistake, he is not going to miss. So Mele we say vis-a-vis Talmidim, if one of the opinions is erroneous, so we only have one true opinion, so it's counted as one. So Mele, Rambam says, vis-a-vis Talmidim, Shnayim Shomru Tamechot, Afim Shnei Poi Simon Tehot. He has reference not to the Yonim, but to Talmidim. So if two Talmidim said something that contains a new insight, a big chiddush, that the Sanhedrin themselves didn't think. So, but two Talmidim said that, so, needless to mention, if it's a one lomdes, one person, so certainly it's only in Gerhard. After all, it wasn't mentioned by Dayoni, they cannot participate, but it's a special zelzakosu, that with schus, they can participate. With schus, they can participate. So Mele, only if they mention something new, so they, but if the something new is based upon one possible, so it's only counted as one. It's counted as one. But even if it's based upon two psukim, so loyal is Ezekiel, so the lengthness of one is different than the ones of the other, then I could say, let it be counted as two. So the answer is, Ahas Dibra Lekim Shtayim Bishamayti. One is erroneous, and after all, it's not mentioned by the regular member of the Sanhedrin. An outsider who is not even a Sobo, who is supposed to be seated in the Sanhedrin. But especially those across of this school, can participate. So in such a case, it's only considered as one. So mainly there is no kasha by the Shah. So how can you ever convict the person? Because usually they all mention the same reason, the same wonders. Not that one should say one thing and the other one will say it something else. Somewhere. So the answer is, the whole aloha according to Rambam applies only to Talmidim, not to members of the Sanhedrin themselves.